Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are discussing, are UFOs alien beings?
And we know UFOs have become a hot topic lately through the release of U.S. government reports and media coverage. But why now? You know, in this podcast today, we will share some information that will shed light on this issue. And please set aside your presuppositions and have a willingness to know the truth and a respect for what the scriptures reveal. You know, all of us having a listening ear or teachable spirit will help us to understand how this fits in one of the last days events predicted in the Bible.
That's right. You know, we need to first ask ourselves some questions. Number one, why now is there governmental recognition of UFO sightings when this has been happening since at least 1947? Number two, we know there have been many UFOs sighted on radar, so we know they are legitimate sightings. However, there has never been any solid proof they exist, no aliens actually observed, no spacecraft seen on the ground, and no clear photos. In addition, they always quickly vanish. Number three, in all these years, if there really were aliens, wouldn't they have communicated with us by now? If they had peaceful intentions, then why not communicate them? If they wanted to harm us, then why haven't they, since they possess superior technology? Number four, how could their technology possess the ability to defy all laws of physics? There is no physical spacecraft that can do what these sightings have done. A physical craft has mass and would operate within the realm of the laws of physics. Therefore, they would have to be spirit beings. This would be the only plausible explanation.
Oh, those are good questions to ask ourselves. So we know these facts. They're seen by credible witnesses. They're plotted on radar. These UFOs are, you know, there's tangible traces of them on the ground. They're sometimes photographed. They travel in excess of 6,000 miles per hour without sonic booms. They might make right angle turns at over 16,000 miles per hour, which defies the law of physics. And they can materialize and dematerialize without a trace.
Right. That's really interesting. So we don't doubt any of these facts, but an explanation from two of the most respected researchers on this topic makes sense. Jacques Vallée and J. Allen Hynek. Now, they came to the conclusion these things are demonic. Now, that's their term, and they were not religious people. Now, this is shared in the teaching by the late Dr. Chuck Missler. He talks a lot about this, and he shares that fact. Now, there are those who have such a desire for aliens to exist that they will ignore any facts or overlook the obvious. They will grab a hold of Satan's lies and allow themselves to be deceived because they want to believe in life on other planets.
You know, it's interesting, Bill, too. There was a survey in the Huffington Post, August 2nd, 2017, and it states that nearly half of Americans believe in aliens, and almost as many believe aliens are visiting Earth, according to this survey. However, less than 20% believe in alien abduction, and a bit less than that claim to have seen a UFO.
Right. And, you know, but what does the Bible say? What is an explanation for these sightings? Well, let's begin in Ezekiel 1:16. Listen to the description of these cherubim angels. It says, the living creatures, the appearance of their workings was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Ezekiel 1:13. As for the likeness of these living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Verse 17 says, when they moved, they went toward any one of four directions. They did not turn aside when they went.
You know, Bill, that sounds like a pretty good description of a spacecraft. A wheel within a wheel with lights going up and down like burning coals of fire and like lightning. And they moved like lightning. I mean, we need to realize that the writer who lived at this time, you know, they're trying to describe these cherubim angels, and they are very strange creatures. And back at that time, there was no flying aircraft, no vehicles, no electricity. So This is how he described them.
Right. Torches for lights. They don't know what a bulb was or electricity and so forth. So anyway, these are cherubim angels, and it's also described in Ezekiel 10:15. Now, Satan was a cherub angel, as Ezekiel 28:14 states, and it could be that some of his followers were also. These fallen demonic beings can appear in our dimension for a brief period and then return to their own habitation. This would be why they seem to suddenly appear and disappear. Since they are spirit beings, they have no mass, therefore would not be subject to our physical laws. Now, we know that some of the rebellious angels that fell with Lucifer left their first estate and became men and had relations with women. That's in Genesis 6:4. These fallen angels produced giants on the earth. So this is most likely when some of the ancient myths of the pagan gods originated. So my point is, the fallen angels had the ability to cross over into our dimension, leave their spirit realm, and become physical men. They have the ability to appear and disappear from our atmosphere. We also know that God's angels have appeared unto many in the Bible to deliver a message. And that's all throughout the Bible, but Judges 6:12, Judges 13:19, Matthew 1:20, Matthew 2:13, Acts 7:30, Acts 10:30, Acts 12:7, and so forth.
Yeah, a lot of times these angels, they look like men.
Right.
Right? You know, but now, you know, Bill, also let us consider a few more things before we draw the conclusion that these sightings are aliens. Number one, God is always mentioned as the God of the earth and not the God of the earth and other planets. I mean, we know he created other planets, but there's nowhere that it mentions life on other planets.
Right.
Isaiah 54:5 says, "The God of the whole earth shall he be called." And number two, Isaiah 45:18 states, "The earth was formed to be inhabited." God's word says the earth is inhabited, not other planets.
Right.
And number three, Genesis 1:14 says, "Planets were created for signs, seasons, days, and years." So it doesn't say they were created for other life forms.
Right.
And number four, Jesus came into the world to save sinners and not to another planet to save alien beings, 1 Timothy 1:15 says. And salvation through Christ is only for the human beings who are all descendants of Adam, not descendants of aliens. John 3:16, Romans 5:12 through 14 state this.
Right.
And Matthew 9:6 says, "The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." So that's interesting. Jesus has no power to forgive sins off the earth.
Right.
It says on earth.
If there are men on other planets, they would need a savior, and he doesn't even have the authority
to forgive them.
To forgive them.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And God is very specific with his word.
He is. Number five, God specifically created life only on this planet. Genesis 1. And Deuteronomy 4:32 says, "Since the day that God created man upon the earth," so man is placed only on the earth. Isaiah 45:12, "I have made the earth and created man on it." Ephesians 3:15, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." So no other family anywhere else. It says the whole family, so there is no family outside the earth and in heaven.
That's an interesting point.
Right. Psalms 115:16 says, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men." So notice God didn't say that he gave other planets to the children of men, but only the earth. Number six, God's attention is on the earth and on human beings, not ETs. Job 28:24 says, "For he looks to the end of the earth." 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong." Psalm 65:9, "You visit the earth and water it." It doesn't say he visits other planets. Isaiah 6:3 says, "The whole earth is full of his glory." no mention of other planets containing his glory. Psalms 48:2, the joy of the whole earth is in Mount Zion. So God's glory, his eye, his joy, his visit is only referencing the earth.
Oh, those are good scriptures, Bill. You know, number 7, also, if extraterrestrials were real, they would have a sin problem and need redemption, right, as you mentioned. You know, in number 8, Jesus became the God-man, not the God-alien. He is called the last Adam. And I know someone may argue, well, they are not men, but these aliens are another creation of God. But if that's the case, then they would, again, need a Savior. And Jesus died only for mankind. He died only once and paid for our sin here on the earth. And that's stated in Hebrews 10:12. It says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. God offered himself only once.
Right, and on the earth for men. You know, so again, let's ask ourselves some questions. Why would alien beings appear over the years, yet never reveal their purpose for being here? They would have far superior technology, and if they wanted to take control of our planet, why haven't they done so? Why haven't they communicated with us? It just doesn't add up. No, the Bible is clear that God never created alien beings on other planets. Genesis 2, verse 1 and 2 states that God rested from all his work, so all of creation was finished at that time, in that 6 days. And it doesn't mention life on other planets. These alien beings are simply demons appearing in our dimension for the purpose of deceiving us. Now, we believe the purpose is to explain away the rapture. Now, when the rapture of the church occurs, the world will report that the Christians have been cleansed from the earth and removed by aliens. You see, Satan has to come up with a plan to deceive the world. He wouldn't want people to believe the Bible and that God has taken his people to heaven. This event would cause many others to realize their Christian family members were telling them the truth. They would know the Bible is true and they would want salvation.
That's true. I mean, that's a good, you know, that's of course not stated in the Bible, but that's what we believe based on everything that's going on and looking at the scriptures.
Right. Dr. Chuck Missler, he taught this also. He was brilliant.
Brilliant man. One of our favorites and, you know, also other Bible teachers have as well.
Right. And it makes sense.
It does make sense. You know, and Bill, there have been countless Hollywood movies depicting alien beings and some showing millions of people suddenly missing. I mean, the stage has been set for decades for this great deception to occur.
Right.
In speaking about the last days, also Jesus repeatedly said, take heed that no man deceive you. And we know from the scriptures, men are deceived by demons and by their own arrogance.
That's so true. You know, God is constantly giving us signs of his return because he loves us. He tells us to be aware and to watch. That's in Matthew 25:13. So may you not be deceived, but instead be prepared for the soon return of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.